thankful to the Lord we can be here again tonight. For those of you that have just arrived today, my name is Matt Graham, and I'm from Richmond, Virginia. And what the Lord has laid upon my heart during this time together is for us to consider the prophecy of Jeremiah. Now, I realize that some have just arrived today. So we are going to spend just a few minutes to do some review from last night. So let's turn again to the prophecy of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
耶利米书第一章第一节到第三节.
The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah of the priest, who were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the exile of Jerusalem in the fifth month.
亚拿突城的记事中，希勒家的儿子耶利米的话记在下面。犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位十三年，耶和华的话临到耶利米。从犹大王约西亚的儿子约雅敬在位的时候，直到犹大王约西亚的儿子西底家在位的末年，就是十一年五月间，耶路撒冷人被掳的时候，耶和华的话也常临到耶利米。
我们再有点祷告。今天晚上我们能聚在这里，主啊，我们是在地球上最蒙福的人。能够有这样的特权来到你同在的里面，这是何等大的祝福！主，我们愿意好好的用这段时间。 主，我们愿意好好的用这段时间。主啊，就像我们所唱的歌一样，我们把自己献给你。今天晚上你在我们的生命里边有完全的自由来做工。
你在说的、翻译的和听话的人中间有完全的自由。Or
that in all of this night you would be the one that receives the glory and honor.
在今天晚上你要得到全部的荣耀。Lord,
we're thankful that it's not by might nor by power, but by thy spirit that we gather tonight.
我们感谢你今天晚上不是靠势力，不是靠才能，而是靠耶和华的灵。And
by faith we want to lay hold of the specific anointing of thy Holy Spirit for this evening.
今天晚上借着信心，我们来支取你自己宝贵的圣灵，宝贵的应许。Lord,
these days are becoming more and more evil.
这个日子越来越邪恶。The
time of your return is drawing nigh.
你回来的日子临近。And
we want to be those that are making the most of this opportunity.
我们愿意在这里完全的用好这段时间。We
are thankful, Lord, that it is still called today.
我们感谢你仍然有今天。And
Lord, you work each day.
你在每一天都来做你的工。We
want to be found cooperating with you.
我们愿意在这里与你配合。In
thy precious name we pray.
靠着你宝贵的名祷告，阿门。
So during our time together, we said we're going to be looking at the prophecy of Jeremiah.
我们一起来看耶利米的预言。And
what we're going to be specifically considering as it applies to us. We see within the life of Jeremiah the training of God's servant.
跟我们生活相关的，我们能够在耶利米的生活里边看见神如何的训练他。
But Jeremiah was being trained at a very specific time.
他在一个特别的时代里边受神的训练。
There was a day and a time of judgment approaching the nation of Israel.
那是一个审判要临到以色列国的那个时代。
And the people of God had fallen asleep.
神的百姓睡着了。
They had left that precious place of being in first love with the Lord.
他们离弃了那个起初的爱，那个蒙福的光景。
They were doing their own thing.
他们来做自己的事情。
They'd forsaken the Lord and they were just doing whatever they desired.
他们离弃了神，他们做他们自己心中想做的。
It was actually very similar to what our brother shared this morning about that time in Judges.
这个跟今天早上弟兄所提到士师记的那个时代十分相似。
They were all doing what was right in their own eyes.
他们做那些自己眼中看为正的事。
And it's tragic in the days that we're living in.
这也是我们这个时代的悲剧。
Among the people of God, there's too many of us that are doing what's right in our own eyes.
在神的百姓的里面，我们有太多的人做自己认为正确的事。
And we're not coming under the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们没有把自己放在主耶稣基督元首的底下。
So we see Jeremiah being specifically trained for these end days.
我们看见耶利米特别是为了那个时代受造。
So we want to learn some lessons from Jeremiah.
所以我们要从耶利米的生活里边学习一些功课。
In the three times that we have to be together,
我们这三堂的聚会
we'll be looking as when we looked last night at the setting of this book.
昨天晚上我们看见这本书的大背景。
And tonight we want to look at the person of Jeremiah.
今天晚上我们要来看耶利米这个人。
Lord willing, tomorrow night we'll look at the ministry of Jeremiah.
主愿意的话，明天晚上我们要来看耶利米的侍奉。
As we said, Jeremiah was called to be a prophet.
耶利米呼召受神呼召做先知。
But as our brother has already said,
我们的弟兄也刚才提到
that we might not all be called to be prophets.
我们并不是每一个人都被呼召来做先知。
But we're all called to be servants of the Lord.
但是我们却每一个人都被呼召来做主的仆人。
It's tragic in the days that we're living in.
这是我们这个时代的悲剧。
We leave so much service to others.
我们把很多的服事交给其他人来做。
We step back, we have our excuse, we have our reasons, our rationales.
我们有我们自己的借口，有我们自己的理由，我们就在那边退后。
And all of those are very self-centered.
所有的人都是能以自我中心。
But the Lord is calling each and every one of us to be a servant of the Lord.
但是神却呼召我们每一个人做他的仆人。
And not just a servant in name only, but in line, our very lives would reflect our service to him.
不仅仅是名义上的仆人，而是在我们的生活里边能够显出那个实际。
Oh, may we respond to this call.
愿我们能够回应这个呼召。
We're thankful that the Lord called Jeremiah to wake up the people of Judah.
我们感谢主，他借着耶利米来呼召神的百姓醒过来。
As they had fallen asleep and were just drifting along.
他们就好像睡着了，就在那边随波逐流。
The Lord called Jeremiah with his cry of love.
神在那边用那个哀哭的爱来呼召耶利米。
Judgment was coming.
审判要来了。
But in his great love, he cried out for his people to return to him.
在他的大爱里边，他在那边哀求他的百姓回到他的跟前。
In a similar way, the Lord is calling us.
同样，主也在这里呼召我们。
Many similarities between the time of Jeremiah and us today.
我们的时代跟耶利米的时代有多少的相似之处？
And the challenge we have before us is how will we respond?
我们所面临的挑战就是我们如何来回应神。
We mentioned last night that Jeremiah, much of his prophecy was during the time of Josiah.
昨天晚上提到耶利米的执事是在约西亚王的时代。
And we looked at 2 Chronicles 34 and 35.
我们看见了历代志下34、35章。
Now if you just read those two chapters, you see a glorious history of the nation of Israel.
如果你仅仅读那两章的话，你看见以色列那个时代的光景好像很充满荣耀。
At this time, there was much outward activity.
在那个时代有很多外面的工作。
The idols were being cleansed out.
所有的偶像被拆除了。
The temple was being restored.
圣殿被修复了。
The book of the law was having its right place.
律法书被恢复到它应有的地位。
Passover was being restored.
他们也在那边恢复了守逾越节。
Outwardly it looked glorious.
从外表来看充满了荣耀。
But what was the true condition?
但是他们真实的光景是什么？
As we looked at Jeremiah chapter 7 last night,
昨天晚上我们看见耶利米书第七章。
We saw that the true condition of God's people is that they lacked an inward reality.
我们看见神百姓真实的光景就是他们里边的那个实际没有了。
We saw a great contrast between what we read in the Chronicles and what we saw in Jeremiah.
我们在历代志下所读到的跟耶利米书所读到的是一个强烈的对比。
When we looked at their true spiritual condition,
我们看他们真实属灵的光景。
We saw there was a lot of outward form.
我们看见只是一些外表的形式而已。
A lot of ritualism. They were using the correct words, but it was on their lips only.
有很多这些形式主义的东西，他们说对的话，但是只是在嘴唇上。
Their hearts were far away from the Lord.
他们的心却远离神。
There was very little inward reality.
在内在的实际很少。
We are thankful that there was those few faithful ones.
我们感谢主，仍然有一些他们向着主忠心。
In the midst of these difficult times, stayed faithful unto the Lord.
在那个困难的时代，他们仍然向主忠心。
But as we looked and considered these ones in Jeremiah,
当我们来看耶利米这个时代的这些人的时候
，we see that it was a characteristic of God's people in the last days.
我们就看见那个时代所反映的就是我们今天神百姓的实际。
And that characteristic of us in the last days is we don't know our true condition.
我们这个时代的特点就是我们不知道我们真实属灵的光景。
We think we're at one place.
我们知道，我们以为我们在一个地方。
We think we're at one spiritual level.
我们以为我们在一个属灵的层次上头。
But when we come and the Lord looks upon us,
但是我们来到主面前，让他来看我们的时候，
we're in a far different place.
我们在一个完全不同的一个地方。
We shared how the Lord challenged those in Malachi and in Laodicea.
我们分享到神借马拉基和老底嘉教会的这个书来对我们说话。
They were deceiving themselves.
他们在那边自欺欺人。
They weren't deceiving the Lord.
他们并不能欺骗神。
But they were deceiving themselves on where they thought they were.
但是他们却欺骗了自己，不知道他们自己在什么光景里。
And we have to ask ourselves.
我们也要同样问自己这个问题。
Are we honestly allowing the Lord to search our hearts to find out what our true condition is?
我们是不是很诚实的让神来检查我们的心，让我们知道我们的真实光景呢？
But praise the Lord, even though the people of Israel were in this weakened condition,
我们感谢主，虽然以色列是在一个软弱的光景里，
God in His great love raised up a Jeremiah.
在他的大爱里边，神兴起了耶利米。
Now who is this Jeremiah?
耶利米是谁呢？
Who is this one that the Lord is calling?
神所呼召的这个人到底是谁？
We'll continue in Jeremiah chapter 1.
我们要继续来看耶利米书第一章。
You're probably wondering.
也许你会好奇。
All these chapters, 50 some chapters in Jeremiah.
大概五十几章的耶利米书。
We haven't made it very far in this book.
我们并没有看到看多看几章。
I'm not going to do like Christian Chen.
我不会像陈锡森弟兄那样。
You know, we'll be here all night if it was Christian.
如果你是陈锡森弟兄，你会在这里待一个晚上。
But we're just really as we look at this prophecy of Jeremiah.
实际上我们就是想来看耶利米的几处预言。
We're just going to be touching a few points.
我们就要看几个重要的点。
And really one of the desires of my heart.
我心里边的一个很极大的愿望。
Is that as I introduce this prophecy of Jeremiah to you or bring many thoughts to remembrance of Jeremiah to your hearts.
就是我能够让你能够想起能够记住耶利米是个预言的里边的那个点。
That there would be that prompting within your own heart to go back and search the scripture.
能够成为一个推动，让你自己能够去读这本书。
It's a rich book.
这本书非常的丰富。
Many precious lessons.
有非常多宝贵的功课。
May we take the time to consider it.
愿你能够花时间好好来思想。
As we see this Jeremiah being called,
我们看见耶利米蒙召。
It's marvelous what the Lord does for him.
神在他身上做了奇妙的工作。
Because we see in this first chapter.
因为在第一章我们就看见
how the Lord he forms he prepares a Jeremiah
神如何的制作神如何的预备
he comforts a Jeremiah and he equips him
他如何的来鼓励安慰他来装备他
he empowers him
他也加给他力量
and then he calls him to respond
他也来呼召他来回应神
we see within this first chapter of Jeremiah
我们看在第一章就看见这一点。
The full provision that the Lord has made for him.
我们看见神那完全的预备。
And what we have to see here.
我们能够看见的。
That what the Lord has done for Jeremiah.
是神为耶利米所做的。
He has done in a similar way for each and every one of us.
神为的你和我每一个人也同样的来做。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1. We'll read verses 4 through 9.
我们来读第四节到第九节。
Now the word of the Lord came to me saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. And then I said, this is Jeremiah, Then I said, Alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, because I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am a youth.Because everywhere I send you, you shall go. And all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them. For I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth.
耶利米说，耶和华的话临到我说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你。你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣。 我已派你做列国的先知。我就说，主耶和华啊，我不知道怎样说，因为我是年幼的。耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。于是耶和华伸手按我的口，对我说，我已将当说的话传给你。
As we look at verse 5 here,
第五节这边,
we see the Lord's word to Jeremiah.
我们看见神对耶利米所说的话。
It's interesting as you look, as we look within this verse.
你看这一节非常有趣。
We see what the Lord has done.
我们看见神在这边做了什么。
The Lord says, I have formed you.
神说我将你造在腹中。
I knew you.
我晓得你。
I consecrated, I sanctified you.
我分使你分别为圣。
I have appointed you a prophet.
我已经派你做列国的先知。
Now, if we have we had a set of scales,
如果我们有一杆秤的话
，and within the scales on one side we put what the Lord had done,
如果在一边我们放神所做的事
，and on the other side we put what Jeremiah had provided in this equation,
我们能够在另外一面放耶利米所做的事。
What has Jeremiah done?
耶利米做了什么呢
？Jeremiah hasn't done anything.
他并没有做任何事。
But it is the Lord has done and formed him and made him in a marvelous way.
但是是神把他造，然后来认识他，来呼召他。
And the Lord has done this for each and every one of us also.
神也为我们每一个人都做了同样的事。
Do we realize this?
我们是不是意识到这一
点？Preciousness of the Lord, the testimony, I have formed you.
这是神见证的奇妙之处，我造你在腹中。
Do we know in reality that each and every one of us were fearfully and wonderfully made?
我们是不是真的看见这一点？每一个人，我们的受造都是奇妙可畏。
It wasn't just by happenstance.
并不是只是随便发生。
It wasn't just by some genetic anomaly.
并不是一些遗传的现象。
But God formed each and every one of us in a very special way.
神用特别的方式 制作了每一个人。
And he says, he knew us before we were born.
他说，在我们未出母胎之先，他就晓得我们。
Even when we were in our mother's womb.
甚至我们还没有出母胎。
The Lord took notice of us.
主就已经注意到了我们。
He had called us.
他呼召了我们。
He has a purpose for us.
他为我们有一个目的。
He looked upon us.
他看着我们。
Even before we were born.
甚至在我们出生之前。
He looked with that heart of love.
他就用爱来看我们。
He says, "This is one of my sons that I want to bring to glory."
这就是我的孩子之一，我要带他进荣耀里边去。
And in His great love,
然后在他的大爱里面
，He has set each one of us apart.
他就把我们每一个人都分别出来。
Now, at times we might not feel set apart.
我们好像没有感觉自己被分别。
We might not feel sanctified or consecrated.
我们好像没有感觉自己已经被分别为圣。
But He has done this for us.
但是神已经为我们做了。
When we have called upon Him by name.
当我们来照着他的名来呼求他的时候
We are those set apart ones unto him.
我们就是那个已经为他已经把我们分别为圣的人
And he has appointed a service for each and every one of us.
神也派我们做每一项的服事
For we might not know what that is.
也许今天晚上我们还不知道那是什么
When your physical body is born,
当你这个身体生出来的时候
The eye is not conscious that it's an eye.
你的眼睛并不知道它是个眼睛。
The eye doesn't even know what it's supposed to do.
这个眼睛并不知道它的功能是什么。
But as that body grows,
但是当你的身体长大以后
all of a sudden this eye starts to see.
突然你的眼睛开始看见东西。
And what is it that makes the eye see?
你的眼睛是怎么能看见的呢
It's the head.
是你的头。
The brain, the force behind the eye.
是你的大脑它在你的头眼睛之后。
And for every part within our body.
我们身体上的每一个器官每一个部
分什么
东西在控制我们的身体是那个奇妙的大脑
And we have a head in Christ.
我们在基督里是我们的头
Each one of us is born in a similar way spiritually.
我们每一个人在属灵上头都是这样生下来的
We might not be aware of what we're supposed to be doing.
我们也许不知道我们要干什么
But the head does.
但是我们的头知道
And as we listen to him,
如果我们听他的话
And as we continue to walk forward in the power of his life,
我们能够在他的生命里边来继续地往前走
He shows us of what more and more of his call upon us.
他就越来越多地告诉我们他要我们做什么
Oh, how precious it is, brothers and sisters, of how the Lord has prepared each and every one of us.
主已经预备了你和我每一个人，这是何等奇妙的一件事。
This is even before he has called Jeremiah.
这些事情都是在他呼召耶利米之前。
Before he's called him into the specific service that he has prepared him in such a marvelous way.
在他呼召他进入到那个特别的职事里头之前。
And the Lord has prepared each and every one of us.
神也已经预备了你和我每一个人。
May we not deny that preparing power of the Lord.
愿我们不要来否认神预备的那个大能。
Because when we were born again,
当我们重生得救的时候，
when we became Christians,
当我们成为基督徒的时候，
how much of Christ did you receive?
你得到了多少的基督呢？
How, does it work in a, like a formula?
是不是有一个公式？
Okay, well, I'm just a new believer.
我是一个新生的婴孩。
So I've got this much of Christ.
我只得到了这么一点点的基督。
And the more I go along, after a few years, maybe I'll get this much of Christ.
几年以后，我长大了，也许得到更多的基督。
Oh, and if I can get as old as Brother Godwin, I'll have this much as Christ.
如果我能够像孙弟兄那么老的话，也许我能够得到这么多的基督。
So he gets me back in the morning. We trade jabs.
他早上说到我，所以晚上要提到他。
But he always gets the last word.
但是他总是要说有最后的机会说话。
But we, is that how our Christian life works?
这个是不是我们基督徒生命成长的那个公式呢？
When we are saved, how much of Christ do we get?
当我们得救的时候，我们得到了多少的基督呢？
We get all of Christ.
我们得到了全部的基督。
When we're saved, we have Christ in us, that hope of glory.
我们说到基督在我们里边成了有荣耀的盼望。
And then we spend the rest of our life experiencing those riches.
然后我们就用一生的时间来经历那个丰富。
This is how he's prepared us.
这是神如何来预备我们。
When we are born again, we have that life of Christ come dwelling within us.
当我们重生得救的时候，基督的生命就来住在我们的里头。
And we are so richly blessed.
我们是这样子的丰富的是蒙祝福。
And we have this life within us that in many ways is just bursting and desiring to come forth and show forth his magnificence.
我们就有这样的一个生命在我们的里面，随时要来彰显，来表现神的丰富。
But we end up hindering it.
但是我们却在那里拦阻他。
But that's not, the problem is not on our on his side.
但是这个问题不是在主的那一面。
The problem was with us.
那问题是在我们这一面。
He has prepared each and every one of us.
神已经预备了我们每一个人。
Because many of us are like a Jeremiah.
因为每一个人我们都像耶利米。
When the Lord calls us to serve.
当神呼召我们来服侍的时候，
What's our response?
我们的回应是什么呢？
Lord, I'm too young.
主啊，我太年轻了。
My English isn't too good.
我的英文不太好。
I can't do this.
我不能做这一件事情。
We have a long list of things.
我还有很多的事情要做。
And the more we consider, the longer we make our list.
我们越考虑越多，我们所列出来的东西越多。
This is what Jeremiah said.
这是耶利米所说的。
He said, you know, I don't know how to speak.
他说我不知道说当什么说。
Do you think that surprised the Lord?
你知道这样主会感到奇怪吗？
When Jeremiah responded to the Lord,
当耶利米回应神的时候，
Was God surprised that Jeremiah was so young and didn't have experience speaking?
神是不是突然觉得很吃惊？哦，耶利米这么年轻，他不知道怎么说话。
Did God say, oops, excuse me, oh, I thought you were more experienced?
神有没有说，哦，对不起，我忘记了，我还以为你是很有经验的一个人。
No, he knew Jeremiah.
不，他知道耶利米。
He wasn't calling Jeremiah because of what Jeremiah could provide.
他来呼召耶利米，并不是因为耶利米可以做什么。
He's calling him because he knew he could work through Jeremiah.
他呼召他是因为他知道他可以借着耶利米来做什么。
And Jeremiah responds in a marvelous way.
耶利米在这边奇妙地回应神。
And he says, it's wonderful, this honest dialogue that Jeremiah has.
这是一个很诚实的跟神的对话。
And this is a great lesson for all of us.
这对我们来讲是一个宝贵的功课。
As he starts off in verse 6, he says, Alas, O Lord God.
他回应的时候说，主啊，神啊。
You know, he's acknowledging him as Lord, as sovereign, as master.
他在这边承认说，主是一个主宰的主，是一个有大能的主。
And this is not a spirit of rebellion.
这不是一个背叛的灵。
This is a spirit of humility.
这是一个谦卑的灵。
He sees his unworthiness.
他看见他自己的不配。
As he's looking at himself, he sees how unworthy he is.
他看他自己，他知道他是多么的不配。
He's looking at his own frailty.
他看见他自己的软弱。
But he's looking at the natural.
但是他看见的是天然的。
And what God wants him to do is to get his eyes off of the natural onto the heavenly.
但是神所做的就是让他不要看那些天然的，而是看属天的。
And God responds, he says, yeah, I know that what you are.
神的回应说，当然我知道你是谁。
Yeah, but get your eyes off of yourself.
但是把你的眼睛脱离你的自己。
And see who I am.
你要来看我是谁。
The I am is with you.
因为我是那自由游泳的与你同在。
It's wonderful how Jeremiah responds.
所以奇妙的是耶利米再次来回应。
You know, he shows us how honestly we can talk with the Lord.
他给我们看见我们可以怎样子诚诚实实的与神交通。
Sometimes when we have a sensing of what the Lord is calling us to do.
特别是当我们感觉到神在呼召我们要做些事情。
We feel afraid to go to him.
我们感觉很害怕去到神的面前。
We say, oh, I can't talk back to the Lord.
我不能去跟神犟嘴。
But so much of it is determined of our own heart attitude.
但是如果我们的心态是对的话。
In Jeremiah, we see the spirit of humility.
耶利米在这边得到了一个谦卑的灵。
In the Gospel of Luke, when it was shared about our Lord's first coming,
路加福音说到了主第一次来。
The angel of the Lord talked with two different people.
神的天使跟两个不同的人说话。
And both of them asked basically the same question.
他们两个人都问了同样的问题，类似的问题。
They were told that they were going to have children.
他们都被告知说他们要有孩子。
And they said, how can this be?
他们都问到说这怎么可能呢？
One was a Zacharias.
第一个是撒加利亚。
The other was a Mary.
另外一个就是玛利亚。
And we saw how the angel of the Lord dealt differently with a Zacharias versus a Mary.
我们看见天使他对待撒加利亚和玛利亚他们的不同的反应。
But what was the difference there?
这边不同在哪里呢？
Zacharias was asking a question from a heart of unbelief.
撒加利亚他问的问题的那个心态是不相信。
He was a priest, he should have known better.
他是一个祭司，他应该知道。
But there was a questioning there.
但是他却在那边怀疑神。
But when that angel of the Lord told Mary,
但是当神的天使对玛利亚说
she was going to have this child,
她要生孩子
in that honest, humble heart, she says, well, how can this be?
在她的谦卑的灵里边很诚实的她问到说这怎么可能呢？
And the Lord responds to her.
然后神就回应她
Oh, how the Lord desires to have this open, honest, transparent relationship with us.
神是何等的渴望能够跟我们有这样一种透明的诚实的一种交通。
Because we see in this, with Jeremiah and the Lord here, we see this dialogue going on.
我们在这边看见耶利米跟神之间的这样的一个对话。
And the Lord in verses 7 and 8, he tells Jeremiah, don't think you're a youth. Don't say you're a youth.
神在第七节这边说，不要说你是年幼。
Because everywhere I send you, you will go.
我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。
And all that I command you to say, you will speak.
我所吩咐你的话，你都要说。
Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you.
你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。
Not only had the Lord formed Jeremiah,
神不仅是制作了耶利米。
And not only had he prepared Jeremiah,
他不仅预备了耶利米。
But now he comforts Jeremiah.
现在他也来安慰耶利米。
He comforts him with these marvelous words, I am with you.
他用这个我与你同在来安慰他。
It's wonderful if you have the time.
很奇妙，如果你有时间。
To do a word study throughout the scripture.
你能够在用来查考圣经里面的字
of I am with you
我与你同在
all throughout the scripture we see when ones are in difficult situations
我们看见在所有的圣经里面特别是在那个困难的时候
the Lord comes in and says fear not I am with you
神会说不要怕我与你同在
Paul was in prison
保罗在监狱里
the Lord says fear not I am with you
神说不要害怕我与你同在
and the Lord says to Jeremiah during this dark time
在这个黑暗的时期神对耶利米说我与你同在
Jeremiah was very aware of the condition and circumstances of the people of Israel at this time
耶利米深刻地明白以色列的光景是如何
and to think that he was being called out in the midst of this it would terrify anybody's heart
任何一个人在这个时候蒙召都是觉得非常的害怕
but he says fear not
神说不要怕
he says don't be afraid because I am with you to deliver you
你不要惧怕他们因为我与你同在
Emmanuel, God is with us.
以马内利，神与我们同在。
And how He's with each and every one of us.
神与我们每一个人同在。
It's a simple but powerful phrase, brothers and sisters.
这是一个简单的，却是这样大有大能的词。
And do we know the reality of it?
我们是不是真的经历到它的实际呢？
Now it doesn't mean that we'll never have any troubles.
这并不意味着我们不会再有麻烦。
But through those troubles, the Lord will keep us.
但是借着那些麻烦，神会保守我们。
Look for a moment back at the prophet Isaiah.
我们再回头看一看以赛亚，先知以赛亚书。
Back in Isaiah chapter 43.
第以赛亚书43章。
And these are some verses that I would encourage each and every one of us to memorize.
我愿意每一个人都能够背诵这些经节。
Because we will encounter various trials and situations at times.
因为我们会遇见很多的麻烦和试炼。
And we won't understand the circumstance.
我们没有办法明白那些情况。
And these verses are going to be a great comfort to us.
这些经节会成为我们极大的鼓舞。
If we started in chapter 43, verse 1,
我们能从第43章第一节看。
But now thus says the Lord your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。
Sounds similar to Jeremiah's calling.
听起来很像对耶利米的呼召。
What a marvelous testimony to hear that the Lord, the very creator of the universe, would look upon us and say, Thou art mine.
这是何等的一个见证，这个创造宇宙万有的主宰对你说，你是属我的。
This isn't just an acquaintance of mine.
这个并不，你并不是只是我所知道的人。
This one and that one, you are mine.
但是你是属于我的。
I am holding you.
我在这边握住你。
And praise God, now he's part of us, and we're part of him.
我们感谢主，我们现在是他的一部分。
And he's encouraging us in these last difficult days.
特别在这个末后困难的时代，他来鼓舞我们。
Look at verse 2.
看第二节。
It says, when you pass through the waters, I'll get you out of them.
你从水中经过，我必与你同在。
Does it really say that?
对不起。
I tricked you, I'm sorry. Okay. It says, you know, when youI'm going to paraphrase this.
我要用自己的话来说这些话。
Does it say, when you pass through the waters, I'll get you out of this?
他有没有说，当你从水中经过的时候，我要把你从水里面拉起来。
When the river overflows, don't worry, I'll give you a lifeboat.
当你淌过江河的时候，不用担心，我要给你一条船。
When all the fires are around, I'll provide a way of escape.
当所有你从火中经过的时候，我会给你开一条道路。
No, what is he saying?
他没有这样说，他说什么呢？
That as we pass through those difficult waters,
他说你要从那些很水中经过
I'll be with you.
我要与你同在
As those rivers overflow,
当你漫过江河的时候
they won't overwhelm you.
水不会漫过你
And as you walk through the fire,
当你从火中经过行过的时候
you will not be scorched.
你不会被烧
you know, There's some in the book of Daniel that can testify to that in a real way.
在但以理书里边有些圣徒可以见证这一点
Brothers and sisters, as we look at this within our daily life,
弟兄姊妹，当我们来看我们每天生活
里面的时候 at times we feel like life can be like that river overwhelming us.
有些时候我们觉得生活像那个漫过我们的水一样
We can feel like the pressures of life are burning us and scorching us.
我们觉得生活的压力好像火一样来烧我们
But we have that assurance of the I am.
但是我们有这样的一个把握，就是那自有永有的神
Because as we look on down in Isaiah 43 verse 5,
因为我们看见43章第五节
Again, he says, Do not fear, for I am with you.
他再次说到不要害怕因我与你同在
Do we know the daily reality of the presence of the I am with us?
我们是不是能够经历到这个实际就是自由永远的与我们同在
How we need to have this reality in these end days.
在这个末后的时代我们何等的需要这样的一个实际
Because we're going to have many trials in this life.
因为我们的一生要经历很多的试炼。
In the last days that we're living in, the intensity will become more and more strong.
在这个末后的时代，这个强度要增加的越来越强。
The things that come against us will become more and more diverse.
那些来反对我们的事情会变得越来越广大越多。
We'll have to face things that we've never had to face before.
我们要来面对一些我们以前从来没有面对过的情形。
But praise God, we have the I am with us.
我们感谢主，因为那自由游泳的神与我们同在。
This was the simple word of comfort that the Lord brought to Jeremiah.
这就是耶利米所得到的那个简单的鼓励他的字。
And it's a wonderful word of comfort.
这实在是一个奇妙的鼓舞。
The many parents in this room, they know that word of comfort.
今天在座的很多父母，他们知道怎么样来安慰他们的孩子。
That child wakes up in the night from a nightmare or something.
如果孩子们做噩梦半夜醒过来
They simply go in and say, I'm with you.
他就过到他的边上说我与你在一起
And there's a comfort there.
在那边就有他的安慰
It's wonderful how the Lord doesn't tell Jeremiah, well, Jeremiah, in these situations, you'll need more faith.
神很奇妙的没有对耶利米说在那种情形底下你需要更大的信心。
In these situations, you do this, you do that.
在这样的情形里边你要这样做你要那样做。
Don't do this, don't do that.
不要做这样不要做那个。
It's not pointing to our lack or his lack.
他并没有在那边直到说到我们所缺乏的。
But it's refocusing our eyes upon him.
他只是让我们的眼目重新回到他的身上。
You know, as tragic as ones go through situations, what great counselors we can be at times.
这是一个悲剧很多的时候我们遇见难处的时候我们如何的去帮助别人呢
And we feel compelled at times to share words.
我们有些时候觉得我们必须要说一些话
But those who have been through some difficult times,
但是那些经历困难的人
Quite often you will hear a testimony of brother so-and-so came and he just sat with me.
我们听到很多奇妙的见证某个弟兄来到他就跟我坐在一起
The very presence of one brings a comfort to us.
他们在那个地方就带来一个安慰
It brings an assurance.
就带来一个把握
It's not in a volume of words.
并不在于你说多少的话
But it's the presence of the life of Christ that's there to comfort and encourage us.
而是基督生命的彰显的同在来带给我们鼓励
And how we need to know the reality of this in these days.
我们在这样的一个时代何等的需要经历这样的实际
As we go through these various trials that we'll see Jeremiah going through,
当我们看见像耶利米那样经历这么多的试炼
we'll see how the Lord really holds him.
我们看见主如何的握住他
And the Lord has promised Jeremiah that he would keep him.
神向他保证他要保守他
And now the Lord continues with Jeremiah as we look down as we read in verse 9.
主继续说在第九节
The Lord equips Jeremiah.
神在这边装备他
The Lord says he will put Jeremiah, I'll put my word in your mouth.
耶利米，我要把我的话放在你的口里。
He wasn't expecting Jeremiah to speak his own words.
他并没有在那边期待耶利米用自己的话来传道。
So often when the Lord calls us to do something,
很多的时候神呼召我们来做事。
We'll say, Lord, I don't know how to do this. I don't know this. And we'll have all our excuses.
我们就有各种各样的借口说神啊，我不知道该怎么做这个做那个。
But the Lord says, No, I'm not. I'm calling you for one simple thing.
但是神说不是的我呼召你就是一个简单的事
And this is a great secret within Jeremiah's life.
这就是耶利米生活里边最大的秘诀一个很大的秘诀
Jeremiah was simply available to the Lord for service.
耶利米就把他自己完全交给主来自由的使用
and this is what the Lord is looking for in this hour.
这个时刻主所寻找的就是这样的人
Ones that are available to him.
他就是把自己来交给主任他使用
Ones that are offering themselves in a free will way say Lord here I am send me
那些能够自愿的把自己献给主说主啊我在这里求你差遣我
Not ones has the Lord at this point looked at any qualification of Jeremiah's life
主在这边并没有在耶利米的生活里生命里头找任何的资格
Again to this point Jeremiah hasn't provided anything
再一次的耶利米在这个时候也并没有能够做什么
It's the Lord who has been empowering him and equipping him and enabling him
是主在那边加给他力量在那边装备他在那边让他能做事
It's the Lord who is comforting him
所以主在那边安慰他
And he is the Lord who provides the equipping and the enabling
主在那边提供所有的装备
And how are we aware of this equipping?
我们是不是能够意识到主在装备我们呢
Oh how the Lord wants it to become reality in our life
主何等的盼望他能够在我们生命里面成为我们的实际
And oftentimes we have to go through a trial or a situation for it to become real
很多的时候我们必须要经过一些试炼经过一些难处才让这个成为实际
Within my own life
在我自己的生命里面
Many years ago my wife and I we went to Brazil one for the first time
很多年前我跟我的妻子到巴西去
And we were going there because brother Lance Lambert was going to be speaking
因为兰佩德弟兄要在那边讲道
so they were having a conference there over the holiday time
所以他们在那边在一个节日假日他们要有一个特会
and so with our brother going we said yes we would go down because we had gotten to know some of the brethren from Brazil
因为我们认识那巴西的一些弟兄姊妹所以我们就跟他一起去
well when we arrived there they told us that brother Lance was sick
当我们到达的时候他们告诉我们说兰佩德弟兄生病
and that he was back in Israel
他已经回到了以色列去
and then they looked at me
然后他们就看着我
and they said Mac you will speak
他们就说 Mac 你来讲
I was like 打打打
然后我就开始
you gotta translate that 打打打
然后我就开始变得结巴了
yeah okay so but and before that back in Richmond, I had maybe spoken two times.
在那个之前，我大概在 Richmond 那边只讲过两次道。
So I went into this wrestling match with the Lord.
所以我就开始来跟神摔跤。
I said, Lord, I can't speak. I don't know how.
我就跟神说，主啊，我不知道该如何讲。
And actually, the Lord brought some words from Jeremiah to comfort my heart.
神实际就用了耶利米书里面的话来安慰我。
But I didn't give up.
我没有放弃。
I said, Lord, but I don't have all of my study books. I don't have my reference. I don't have any commentaries. All I have is my Bible.
我就跟神说，神啊，我还有理由呢，因为我没有带我那些参考书来，所以我所有的就是一本圣经。
And as soon as I said, all I have is my Bible.
当我说到说我只有一本圣经的时候，
I could hear this little voice.
我能够听见那个微小的声音。
I think that's pretty adequate.
那就够了。
I lost that argument.
所以就没有再挣扎了。
So anyway, so all I can testify is that the Lord provided.
所以我能够见证说主有他的预备。
And so we went that time, but through that, it's not something, that was not an experience I would volunteer for.
那不是这样一个机会我愿意自愿的去做。
But I look back, I'm very thankful for it.
但是回头来看我非常的感恩。
Because the Lord pushed me beyond my comfort zone.
因为神在那边把我推出了我的感觉舒服的那个地方。
Some of us need a little more encouragement than others.
我们中间有些人比别人更需要鼓励。
I'm very comfortable helping brothers and sisters around Richmond.
我在 Richmond 那边帮助弟兄姊妹我觉得很舒服。
If somebody needs a ride to the doctor, if somebody needs something done around the house or the yard, or tasks like that, I love to do that.
弟兄姊妹的一些日常生活的需要，需要开车去看医生等等，我非常高兴帮助他们。
But speaking is not at the top of my list.
但是讲道却没有在我的那个名单子上列得很高。
And so the Lord, in one way, he had to kind of kick me out of the nest.
所以从某种意义上来讲，神要把我踢出那个窝里。
And I think he's wanting to kick a lot of us out.
我相信神今天晚上要把我们很多人从
out of our little comfort zones.
我们在自己感觉所舒服的
地方。Out of the things where we want to do what is right in our eyes.
要带离我们那些我们自己看为对的事情。
And to function and be the brothers and sisters that he's calling us to be.
而照着他所呼召的我们的那种方式来生活。
This is what he's calling to Jeremiah.
这是他来怎么样子来呼召耶利米。
And as he calls Jeremiah,
当他呼召耶利米的时候，
we see this marvelous way that he's equipped him.
我们看见神在这边奇妙地预备他。
And then he confirms his call to Jeremiah through two visions.
他又用两个意象来证实他的呼召。
If we look from verse 11 through verse 15,
我们看第11到15节。
And the word of the Lord came to me saying, What do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, I see a rod of almond tree. And the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time saying, What do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot facing away from the north.And the Lord said to me, Out of the north the evil will break forth on all the inhabitants of the land. For behold, I am calling all the families of the kingdoms of the north, declares the Lord. And they will come. They will set up each one its throne at the entrance of the gates of Jerusalem, against all its walls around about, and against all the cities of Judah.
耶和华的话又临到我说，耶利米，你看见了什么？我说，我看见一根杏树枝。耶和华对我说，你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。耶和华的话第二次临到我说，你看见了什么？我说，我看见一个烧开的锅从北而起。耶和华对我说，必有灾祸从北方发出，临到这地一切的居民。耶和华说，看哪，我要招北方列国的众族，他们要来安座位在耶路撒冷的城门口，同周围攻击城墙，又要攻击犹大一切城域。
Now some of you might say, Mac, you skipped verse 10.
And 你会说 ,Mac 弟兄你没有读第十节。
Well, that's tomorrow evening. That relates more to his ministry.
那个是明天晚上要读的一句经节。
But as you look at these two visions,
如果你看这边这两个意象，
we have that vision of Aaron's rod that blossomed.
我们也知道亚伦的那个杏树枝做的杖发芽。
And we have that vision of the boiling pot.
我们也看见这个烧开的锅。
Now we remember the story of Aaron's rod.
你记不记得亚伦的那个杖？
Back in the book of Numbers following Korah's rebellion.
在可拉党背叛之后，在民数记里面所记载。
The Lord wanted to establish his power and authority.
神要在那边建立他的权柄。
So he had one, they had one from each tribe come and bring a stick.
所以每一个支派都带了一个拿一根杖来。
And as they brought those before the Lord.
把他拿到耶和华的跟前。
When they went back the next morning, nothing had happened to the others.
第二天早上，他们看见其他的杖都没有发生什么事。
But Aaron's rod had blossomed and budded, and even says it had ripe almonds on it.
但是亚伦的杖却开花结果，而且已经有结出 成熟的性质。
And what we see within the contrast there,
我们在那边看见那个强烈的对比。
It's a contrast between life and death.
看见那是生和死的对比。
And the Lord was speaking to Jeremiah.
神在这边对耶利米说，
Jeremiah, I'm sending you out and equipping you in the power of resurrection life.
耶利米，我在这边差派你出去，是借着 复活生命的大能。
It's a life that goes forth in power from that resurrection life.
是让你出去带着生命的能力，是借着那个复活的生命。
Not in yourself.
不是你自己。
Not in your own strength.
也不是你自己的能力。
But in the power of my life.
而是借着神的生命的能力。
I'm calling you forth.
这边我呼召你出来。
But I'm calling you forth in the message that you'll be sending.
我呼召你出来传一个信息。
It's a message of judgment.
是一个审判的信息。
It's not going to be a very popular message.
这个信息不会受很多人欢迎。
It's to be a message of judgment upon the people of God.
是神百姓要受审判的一个信息。
But as we shared last night, this judgment comes out of the Lord's heart of love and mercy for His people.
昨天晚上我们提到了这样的一个审判是从神怜悯慈爱的心肠里发出的。
And then the time comes for Jeremiah.
然后耶利米的时间就来了。
The Lord has done all of this marvelous work in His life.
神在他的生命里边做了这么多奇妙的工作。
And then the Lord comes down, if we look in verse 17 to 19.
所以我们再看第十七节到第十九节。
It says, Now, gird up your loins and arise, and speak to them all which I command you. Do not be dismayed before them, lest I dismay you before them. Now behold, I have made you today as a fortified city, as a pillar of iron, as walls of bronze against the whole land.To the kings of Judah, to its princes, to its priests, and to the people of the land. And they will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord.
所以你当束腰，起来将我所吩咐你的一切话告诉他们，不要因他们惊惶，免得我使你在他们面前惊惶。看哪，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙。与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对，他们要攻击你，却不能胜你，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。
You know, the Lord comes to Jeremiah now.
神现在来到耶利米跟前。
And he says, I have prepared you, I have equipped you, I have empowered you. Now rise up, go forth and speak.
我已经预备了你，我已经装备了你，我也加给你能力。现在你要起来，要去说话。
It's time for you to step out in faith.
现在你需要借着信心迈出那一步。
You know, to be ready to go forth when I call.
现在你要凭着信心，要准备好走出那一步。
And again, the Lord has this wonderful testimony.
再一次，主在这边有一个奇妙的见证。
He says, Now is the time for you to go forth because I have made you.
神说现在就是一个时候就是时候你要走 equipped
you for service.
我已经预备装备了你
And look what the Lord is sharing with young humble Jeremiah.
看看主在这边是如何的跟这个年轻的谦卑的耶利米分享
Physically nothing has changed within Jeremiah.
在身体这边来讲的话他并没有任何的改变
The reality of the Lord is coming within his heart.
但是神的这个实际却临到他的心里
And the Lord is saying look Jeremiah what I've done for you.
神说耶利米你看我在你里边所做的
I'm sending you out among this people and yeah they're not going to like you but look what I have done for you
看看我为你所做的我要把你差遣出去对他们说他们不喜欢但是我做的
I've made you a fortified city
我已经使你成为一个坚城
It's a fortress a castle a mighty fortress
是一个巨大的坚固的城
It's that defense it cannot be broken through
是以这样的一个防卫没有办法没有别人能够攻破
It's a fortress it's one of those great bunkers that not even one of those bunker busting bombs can get into
是这样的一个强大的一个堡垒就是那种穿透的那个炸弹都没办法攻破
It's the greatest firewall that was ever created for a computer
所以这是任何电脑都没办法制作出来的那个巨大的防火墙。
He says, I have made you a fortified city.
神说我已经使你成为那个坚城，没有人能够攻破你。
And do you know the Lord has made each one of us a fortified city?
你知道吗？每一个人，神已经使我们成为一个坚城。
That as we abide in Christ, as we make our home in Him,
如果我们愿意住在基督里面，
there is nothing that can come in and attack us.
没有任何的事情可以来攻击，来攻破我们。
Where do we get in trouble?
我们怎么能够遇见麻烦呢？
When we go out on our own.
如果我们开始走自己的路。
But as long as we stay in that place of abiding in Christ,
只要我们能够住在主里边，藏在他的里面，
A mighty fortress is our God.
我们的主就是我们的坚城，
and we're safe and secure in him.
我们在他的里面就有安全，就有平安。
And we need to know the reality of the battle that we're in this day and time.
在这个时代，我们需要知道我们所面临的这个属灵征战是一个什么样的实际。
Because you might not think that you're much of a Christian.
因为你也许觉得你不是什么了不起的基督徒。
You might not think you're of much value.
你也许觉得你没有什么价值，
But do you know who values you?
但是你知道谁看你为宝贵有价值？
Obviously the Lord does.
当然神肯定看你是有价值的。
But do you know who else takes notice of you?
你知道还有谁注意到你吗？
The enemy notices.
仇敌知道你。
The enemy knows. He says, oh, that one's a Christian.
这个仇敌说，哦，那个人是个基督徒。
Oh, I'm going to watch them.
我要来看看他。
Now don't let that scare you.
当然不要害怕。
In a wrong way.
不要错误的害怕。
It should wake us up.
也许我能够让你醒过来。
We need to realize that we're in a battle.
你要意识到你在一个征战的里面。
The Lord has made us we're that fortified city.
但是神却使我们成为那个坚城。
He's our defense that we can hide in.
他是那个堡垒，我们能够藏身在他里面。
And not only has he made us a fortified city, but he's made us a pillar of iron.
不仅是坚城，而且他使我们成为铁柱。
It's a pillar of iron, and it will stand and not be moved under pressure.
那个铁柱就面临压力，它也不移动，它也不弯曲。
Now this pillar here, it's not a freestanding pillar.
这个铁柱它并不是孤零零的立在那个地方。
But it's related more to a foundation of supporting something.
它是立在一个根基的上头。
And it's there, and no matter what pressure comes in,
无论什么样的压力，
the Lord is there, and He is that solid and sure foundation that we have.
主就在那边，成为我们那个坚固的磐石。
As Paul reminded Timothy.
就像保罗在那边提醒提摩太，
What a firm foundation we have.
这是一个何等坚固的根基。
The Lord is that foundation for us.
主就是那个坚固的根基。
May we allow him to be that foundation.
让我们能够让他做我们的根基。
And he continues, not only are you this mighty defended city and you have a great foundation, but there are walls of bronze around also that cannot be broken down.
不仅有坚城铁柱，而且还有那个铜墙，那个永远没办法击垮的铜墙。
Actually, in the days of Jeremiah, this really sounded strange to them.
在耶利米那个时代，这听起来很奇怪。
Because at that point, bronze was about the strongest thing they had.
那个时代，铜大概是最坚硬的金属。
They only used bronze for the gates.
他们只是用铜来做门。
But to think that the whole city was encompassed with bronze was just beyond what they could imagine.
但是想象一下，整个城墙全都是用铜做的，他们是没办法想象。
Oh, the strength of the Lord, the power of His might that encircles and keeps every one of us.
但这却说明神那个大能来保护所有属于他的。
This is what the Lord has done for Jeremiah.
这是神为耶利米所做的。
And this is what He has done for us.
这是神为我们每个人做的。
Again, what has Jeremiah done?
再一次的，耶利米做了什么呢？
He hasn't done anything.
他没有做任何的事情。
He's just been available to the Lord.
他只是在那边愿意让主来用。
He's responded to His call.
他在那边回应主的呼召。
And the Lord is now saying, "Okay, I've done all of this. Now it's time for you to arise and go forth."
神说：“我做了这一切，现在时间到了，你要起来做说话。”
And this is really the Lord's process of equipping and sending us out.
这也是神今天来装备和派我们出去的那个过程。
There's this process that He goes through.
神要经历，要经过这个阶段。
Now I'm going to try to divide it into two sides.
我愿意把它分作两个方面。
We're going to have God's side and man's side.
我们能够看见一面是神的那一面，一面是人的这一面。
Because sometimes we can get these confused.
有些时候我们把两面都混起来了。
Now from God's side,
从神那一面来说，
what He has done, He reveals everything and He releases it and sends it to us.
他所做的就是要来启示，而且来释放他的供应。
And then He's revealed His Son to us.
他把他的儿子启示给我们。
And He sent His only begotten Son.
他把他自己的独生爱子赐下来。
But then on our side,
但是在我们这一面，
there's a receiving and responding to it.
我们需要接受，我们需要来回应。
And say that we receive not the grace of God in vain.
我们不要白白的领受神的恩典。
As he sends forth all the powering and enabling and the equipping of his life,
他把他所有的这些能力、这些恩典都赐给我们。
We need to receive and respond to what he's calling us to.
我们需要领受了，而且要来回应。
Because oftentimes we get these backwards.
很多的时候，我们把这个次序弄反了。
Where we try to get our own revelation.
我们要在那里边得到自己的启示。
Say, oh, if I can read more and more books, if I can do this, I can do that, I can get revelation.
我们很多的时候说，我要读这个书，读那个书，我要得到一些启示。
We try to find, we call it man-originated revelation.
我们在那边就要用人所开人所发出的那个启示。
But it's only God who sends revelation.
只有神能够发出启示。
And as we open our hearts and make our hearts available to Him, He sends it so wonderfully.
如果我们愿意打开自己的心，等候他，他就会把他的启示赐给我们。
He releases it. He sent His only begotten Son. It was full of grace and truth.
他就释放，他就派遣他的独生爱子到我们中间来。
Release, and then we have received that grace, grace upon grace.
然后我们就在那边领受他的恩典，而且恩上加恩。
And he's calling us to respond.
然后他呼召我们来回应。
Oftentimes in our prayer life, we can be praying, Lord, do this, do that.
很多时候在我们祷告的时候，我们说主啊，你做这个，做那个。
And the Lord appears to us, he's not doing anything.
对啊，在我们来看，他好像并没有听祷告做什么。
Lord, I pray that I have the grace for this. I pray I have the grace for that.
主啊，我曾经祈求你给我恩典，可以做这个做那个。
We're praying for grace. Lord, give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace.
我们在这说，主啊，你给我恩典，给我恩典。
Lord, I need your life. I need your life.
主啊，我需要你的生命，我需要你的生命。
Lord, I need your equipping.
我需要你来装备。
And it's like He taps us on the shoulder.
好像我们在那边拍他的肩。
He says, "You already got it."
哦，神在那边拍拍我们的肩，说你已经有了。
Use it. Receive. Respond to it.
你接受了以后，你要来回应的。
As we've received it into our lives,
我们要接受到我们的生命里边。
God, He has put His life within us that we would respond, and this is what we see in Jeremiah, one who responded to the grace of God.
我们要接受，而且我们要像耶利米一样来回应神所赐给我们的。
So often we get this backwards.
但是很多时候我们把这个次序颠倒。
Where He's calling us to be faithful and to step out.
他呼召我们要忠心，要出去。
We're saying, Lord, You do this.
我们说主啊你去做吧。
Lord, you take care of that problem.
主啊你来做这件事情，你来做处理这件事情。
Maybe he's asking you to share something with somebody.
也许神在这边呼召你去为跟美国人分享什么。
Maybe he's calling you to serve in a certain way.
也许神在这边呼召你去要做那个服事。
Would we receive and respond to all that we have in him?
我们已经得到了他的所有，我们能不能接受而且回应他的呼召。
Because we have a bountiful provision.
因为我们实在是有一个丰富的供应。
Now, don't anybody take this wrong, that when I'm talking about receiving, responding, I'm talking about it in my own strength.
我希望大家不要误解，当我在这边说到领受和回应的时候，我不是在说到我们自己的力量。
No, we receive by His grace.
我们靠着他的恩典领受。
And we respond by His grace.
我们回应的时候也要来靠他的恩典。
But He's not doing it for us. He's asking us to take that step of faith and to walk.And to do what He's calling us to do.
但是他并不会替我们来做，他是希望我们能够凭着信心来回应，来使用他所供应的恩典来做。
This is what He's calling to Jeremiah right now.
这是他在那个时候对耶利米的呼召。
Back in verse 17, He says, "Okay, now I've done all this."
到了十七节说，我已经做了这一切。
Gird up your loins, arise and speak.
你现在当束腰起来，而且说我吩咐你的一切话。
And in this hour that we're living in, the Lord is calling us to arise up and be the people of God that He wants us to be.
在这个时刻，在这个时代，神也呼召我们每一个人站起来，能够来做他所要我们所做的。
To wake up.
来醒过来。
Not continue just drifting along.
不要只是在那边随波逐流。
But really being the people of God that He's called us to be for this time that we're living in.
而且是要成为在这个时刻神所呼召我们所成为的那个人。
And the Lord further encourages Jeremiah.
神在那边继续的在鼓励耶利米。
Oh, but don't worry, when you go out,
不要担心，当你出去的时候，
they're just all going to fight against you.
他们都要来攻击你。
You know, how does that make you feel?
你觉得怎么样？
He says, that when you go out there,
当你出去的时候，
pretty much everybody out there is going to be against you.
基本上来说，每一个人都会来反对你。
You're going to have the kings, the rulers of the world against you.
你会有君王来反对你。
You're going to have the priests, all those religious leaders against you.
你会有首领，你会有那些宗教的祭司来反对你。
They're not just going to be against you, they're going to be fighting. It's a military word, fighting against you.
他们不仅是反对，而且他们是要来攻击你。
But praise God, He says, they will not overcome.
感谢主， 神说他们不能胜你。
They will not overcome you, but you will overcome them.
他们不能胜过你，你却要胜过他们。
Jeremiah is a beautiful example of the overcomer.
耶利米实在是一个得胜者的美妙的图画。
In the day and times that we're living in,
我们所生活的这个时代，这个时刻，
we will either be overcome,
我们或者是被打败，
or we will overcome,
或者我们就要得胜。
And God has made every provision for each and every one of us to overcome.
神已经给了我们每一个人足够丰富的预备，让我们每一个人成为得胜者。
Don't say you're too young.
不要说你太年轻了。
Don't say you're too inexperienced.
不要说你没有什么经验。
Don't say you can't do this or can't do that.
不要说我不能做这个，我不能做那个。
God's not asking you to use your natural self for that.
神并没有呼召你靠你自己天然的力量来做。
He's simply calling each and every one of us to arise up and respond to the life that He's put within us.
他紧紧的在这边呼召我们来回应他放在我们里边的那个生命。
He knows the days and time we're living in.
他知道我们所生活的这个时代。
And that's why he gives us a beautiful picture of a Jeremiah to encourage us to press on through the difficult times.
这是为什么他把这幅耶利米书的美妙的图画放在我们面前来鼓励我们出去。
And praise God, brothers and sisters, that we can, by his grace, press on.
我们靠着主的恩典，我们能够向前。
And Jeremiah was very faithful.
耶利米他是非常的忠心。
It was a message of judgment. It was a message that wasn't very popular.
他关于审判的那个信息不是很受人欢迎。
But he kept on. He pressed on in a very faithful way.
但是他却是在那边极力的向前，他在那边向主忠心。
And what he had been taught, the Lord had told him, became true in his life.
神告诉他的一切话，在他的生命里面都成为实际。
As we look through, and we'll look at this more tomorrow evening.
当我们看这本书后面的。
Jeremiah found out that during his ministry he was despised and he was rejected.
耶利米发现在他的服事里头他被抛弃，他被拒绝。
He was beaten and he was mocked.
他被讽讥讽，他被甚至被打。
Once closest to him from his own hometown tried to kill him.
到了一个点，他自己同乡的人要杀他。
That the high priest even had him arrested and put him in chains.
这个大祭司甚至把他关起来，把他加上锁链。
Jeremiah suffered so much.
耶利米受了很多的苦。
But do you remember when our Lord was upon this earth?
你记不记得当我们的主在地上的时候？
And he asked the disciples in Matthew 16, "Who do you say that I am?"
他在马太十六章问他的门徒说：“你们说我是谁呢？”
Now first he asked them, "Who do the people say that I am?"
他首先问说：“人们说我是谁？”
And they responded, "Some say you're the prophet."
他们就回答说，有些人说你是那个先知，
Some say you're John the Baptist.
有些人说你是施洗的约翰，
Some say you're Jeremiah.
有些人说你是耶利米。
Because we see so many similarities between the ministry of our Lord and the ministry of Jeremiah.
因为我们看见主耶稣的服事跟耶利米的这个侍奉有很相似的地方。
They didn't pick out one of the other prophets.
他们没有提到其他的先知。
Because they saw our Lord being rejected and despised and mocked.
因为他们看见我们的主被人弃绝，被人厌弃，被人谩骂。
It reminded them of Jeremiah.
就让他们想起了耶利米。
Because this is the nature of the ministry in the end times.
这就是在这个末后的世代任何的侍奉所有的这个特质。
But through the process that Jeremiah went through,
借着耶利米所经历的那个过程，
what he had been told in chapter 1,
他在第一章里边所被告知的，
much of what the Lord told Jeremiah in chapter 1 was really just we could call it knowledge to him.
在那个时候好像对他来讲不过是知识。
Jeremiah at this point in chapter 1 didn't know the reality of all this.
在那个时候他并不知道这些事情会怎么发生。
What does it mean that I'm a fortified city?
我自己是一个坚城到底什么意思？
What does it mean that God's with me?
神与我同在到底意味着什么？
But through the experiences that he goes through,
但是后来他的经历，
that knowledge became reality in his life.
使那个知识成为他生命里面的实际。
Through the sorrows and the sufferings, they become reality.
借着那些困苦，借着那些试炼，成为他的实际。
And we can see a marvelous testimony of Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 20.
我们能够在二十章这边看见他奇妙的见证。
See, we're getting out of chapter 1.
所以我们总算完成
了第一章。We're all the way over to chapter 20 here.
我们现在来到了第二十章。
But we see this is just after Jeremiah had been imprisoned by the priest.
这边祭司们把他关在监狱里。
And Jeremiah, he comes back to the Lord.
耶利米重新回到神的面前。
And I use the New American Standard Bible.
我用这个新美国标准版。
And In Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 7, the little subtitle says Jeremiah's complaint.
然后在第七节这边，那个小的标题就是说，耶利米在这边有点抱怨。
Jeremiah chapter 20, we'll read from verse 7 through 11.
我们要读第七节到第十一节。
O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou hast overcome me and prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For each time I speak, I cry aloud. I proclaim violence and destruction. Because for me the word of God has resulted in reproach and derision all day long. Even if I say I will not remember him or speak any more in his name, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in. I cannot endure it, for I have heard the whisperings of many. Terror on every side. Denounce him. Yes, let us denounce him. All my trusted friends, watching for my fall, say, perhaps he will be deceived, so that we may prevail against him, take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread champion. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. They will be utterly ashamed because they have failed, with an everlasting disgrace that will not be forgotten.
耶和华啊，你曾劝导我，我也听了你的劝导。你比我有力量，且胜了我。我终日成为笑话，人人都戏弄我。我每逢讲论的时候，就发出哀声，我喊叫说，有强暴和毁灭，因为耶和华的话终日成了我的凌辱讥刺。我若说，我不再提耶和华，也不再奉他的名讲论，我便心里觉得似乎有烧着的火，必塞在我骨中，我就含忍不住，不能自禁。我听见了许多人的残棒，周四围都是惊吓，就是我自己的朋友也都窥探我，愿我跌倒，说告他吧，我们也要告他，或者他被引诱，我们就能胜他，在他身上报仇。然而耶和华与我同在，好像甚可怕的勇士，因此逼迫我的必都半跌，不能得胜，他们必大大蒙羞，就是受永不忘记的羞辱，因为他们行事没有智慧。
This is an amazing cry from Jeremiah's heart.
这从耶利米心中发出的非常奇妙的一个哀声。
Because first of all, what it shows to me is how much Jeremiah knows the Lord.
首先让我看见耶利米是何等的认识神。
Jeremiah had a special relationship with the Lord.
他与神有一个特别的关系。
How many of us would feel comfortable talking to the Lord as he did in verse 7?
我们中间有多少人能够敢这样子像他在第七节这边对神所说的话？
How many of us would feel comfortable saying, Lord, you deceived me?
有多少人敢声说，神啊，你骗了我？
I've been deceived.
我受了骗。
Oh. But you know, we might not say it with our lips.
我们也许嘴巴不敢说。
But oftentimes we feel it within ourselves that, oh, this Christian life isn't what I thought it was going to be.
很多的时候我们心里面会在说，这个基督徒的生活不是我想要过的。
Jeremiah said, Lord, I've been faithful to you.
耶利米说，神啊，我向你忠心的。
I've been declaring your word. It wasn't my word.
我在那边讲论你的话，不是我自己的话。
And I'm giving it an honest, I'm being faithful as I can.
我在这边诚实的说你的话，我要忠心向你忠心。
And all I end up doing is suffering more and more.
但是我却得到的就是更多的受苦。
If we look throughout the scripture,
如果我们看完圣经的话，
we quite often at different times we will see ones who find themselves in this situation.
我们能够看见很多的人，他们发现自己就在这样的光景里。
As they're going on into the fullness of the Lord,
当他们继续的在主里边成长的时候，
at times the intensity can overwhelm them.
有些时候那个强度，困难的强度让他们感觉受苦。
Job cried out in chapter 3, Lord, I wish I hadn't been born.
然后约伯就在第三章那边说到，主啊，我甚愿我没有出生。
It's interesting that the Lord doesn't answer Jeremiah here.
很奇妙，神在这边没有回答耶利米。
We see things and the Lord just doesn't answer.
很多的时候我们说的话神并不回答。
Remember back in 1 Kings with the prophet Elijah.
你记不记得在列王记上的先知伊利亚。
After the Lord had manifested his marvelous victory over all those priests of Baal.
当神在那边彰显他的大能，击杀了所有巴利的先知。
And Elijah was fleeing from Jezebel.
然后以利亚就开始逃跑。
He was getting tired.
他感觉非常的疲劳。
He said, Oh Lord, I just want to die.
然后他就跟主说，神啊，我就想死，这变得越来越困难了。
Have we come to that point in our life?
我们的生命里面是不是到了那个点呢？
Brothers and sisters, in these end times,
弟兄姊妹，在这个末后的这个时代，
what we see within Jeremiah at this point is an enduring love.
我们在耶利米身上所看见的就是那个忍耐的爱。
And we are going to have to enter into that spirit of the enduring love.
我们必须要进入到那个忍耐的爱的灵里头。
Because as we press on in this Christian life,
当我们在这个基督徒的生命里边向前的时候，
if you've never thought about quitting the game, you've never played hard enough.
你如果还曾经从来没有想过你要放弃，那么证明你还没有真正的在那边努力。
If you've never thought about quitting this Christian life,
你如果你从来没有想过你不想再做基督徒了，
quitting this church life,
也许不再过教会生活了，
you've never played hard enough.
这意味着你从来没有认真的来过基督徒的生活。
This is one of the tests that we will go through.
这是我们每一个人都要经历的一个考验。
As we find ourselves rejected by brothers and sisters, those close to us.
当我们看见那些离我们很近的弟兄姊妹拒绝我们。
As we find ourselves, it talked about here how his trusted friends were just waiting for him to fall.
这边他所信任的那些朋友在那边要窥探他，要看他跌倒。
But he kept pressing on.
但是他却在那边一直向前。
This is one of the tests that we will have to endure.
这是一个我们每一个人都要经过的考验。
You know, it's tragic among the house of God today.
在神的家里边，这是一个悲剧。
How many have chosen to quit?
多少人他们真的就放弃了？
You know, it's amazing how within the world you can almost see more examples of endurance than you can within the house of God.
很奇妙，很令人惊奇的，在世界上头你能看见更多的忍耐，比在神的家里边看见的忍耐还要多。
You know, whenever I get amazed at how popular sports are in the U.S.
我有时候觉得很惊奇，在美国这个地方，这个运动体育有那么的著名。
But are we ever really conscious of the level of commitment that a pro athlete makes?
但是我们是不是真的知道那些职业的运动员，他们需要有如何的一种委身呢？
It doesn't matter what sport they're involved in.
其实不在乎他们到底在从事什么样的运动。
Their whole life is governed by that.
他们的整个的人生都是被那件事情所控制。
Their whole life is governed by desiring to press on and win.
他们整个的一生都是被那件事情所支配，他们要来赢。
And in spite of everything within their physical body crying out to stop,
不管他们的身体在跟他们说要停下来，不要再做。
There's still 5 minutes left in the game.
但是呢，还有五分钟的时间，比赛才结束。
And they've got to press on.
他们需要继续的来向前。
We saw it in the NCAA basketball tournament.
我们看见这在大学的那个篮球比赛里头，
There was a young man, he broke his leg.
有一个年轻的人他的腿断了。
It was a horrible, it was a compound fracture. His bone was sticking out. They wouldn't even let it be seen on television.
他们甚至不敢在电视上来演他受伤的那个惨烈的程度。
But what was his heart?
但是他的心说什么？
It was winning, it was finishing.
他的心在说要赢，要结束，要到底。
And when we look at so many examples in the sports world,
我们在这个运动的这个世界里边看见这么多的例子。
And then we compare it to some of the trivialities that ones have quit within the house of God.
我们以此来对比，在神的家里头，在教会里边，为了很多小的事情，很多的神的儿女就放弃。
We're a pitiful lot.
我们实在是可怜。
We need to wake up.
我们需要醒过来。
The Lord is training us in this hour.
神在这个时刻在训练我们。
This is what he's calling the Jeremiahs to.
这是他在这边呼召耶利米一样。
And as Jeremiah went through these various trials and all these encounters and sorrows and persecutions,
当耶利米在那边面对这么多的困苦，这么多的逼迫，这么多的困难，
What was his testimony?
他的见证是什么？
What had become reality within his life?
他的生命里边要有何等的实际？
Look at verse 11.
看看十一节。
But the Lord is with me like a dread champion.
然而耶和华与我同在，好像甚可怕的勇士。
It was no longer the Lord's word saying, "I am with you."
不再是神在那边说，我与你同在。
In reality, through all of the trials and persecutions and everything that Jeremiah had been through,
耶利米所经历到的所有那些困苦、那些逼迫、那些难处
，He testified the Lord was with me as the champion.
他就能够在这边见证说耶和华与我同在，好像甚可怕的勇士。
Even at times when I felt like quitting,
甚至他想放弃的时候。
And if we look in verse 9,
我们看第九节。
He says at times I just don't even want to say anything anymore.
他说有些时候我就不想再提耶和华，也不想再奉他的名讲论。
But my heart is burning so much I can't keep silent.
但是我的心里觉得似乎有火烧。
I actually get weary. He's making an effort to not even speak.
我甚至就觉得很困难了，我不想再讲了。
But he can't endure it, and it just has to come out.
但是他不能忍受他必须都不能自禁，他要忍住不说。
Praise God for this honest training process that Jeremiah went through.
我们感谢主，这样一个诚实的耶利米在那边受神的训练。
He didn't care that all of his close friends and many around him mocked him.
他并不在乎他那些亲密的朋友在他的周围来讽刺他。
Oh, we offer a prayer one Sunday morning or at a prayer meeting.
我们也许在祷告会或者礼拜天的早上能够有一个祷告。
Maybe enough people don't say amen to our prayers. We pout and go home.
也许没有多少人能够说阿们，所以我们就感觉很糟糕，我们就回家生气。
We say something during a Bible study and somebody giggles at us.
我们也许在查经的时候说了一些话，有些人就笑话我们。
Oh, we just quit, never go back to that Bible study.
然后我们就感觉我们就放弃了，再也不去参加查经。
Look at this life of Jeremiah.
我们看看这边耶利米的生活。
I mean, they were publicly mocking him.
他被在公众面前被人讽刺。
All he was doing was being faithful to the Lord.
他所做的一切不过是向主忠心。
And the more he was faithful, the more he was being persecuted.
但是他越忠心，他越受逼迫。
And this is what it will be like for us in these end days.
在这个末后的时代，这就是我们所要面对的实际。
We know within society now how difficult it is even to say the name Jesus.
我们知道我们所生活的这个时代多么困难，甚至来提耶稣的名。
But praise God.
但是感谢主。
You know, we have the Lord with us. He is our champion.
我们有主与我们同在，他是我们大能的勇士。
And he will continue on.
他要继续带领我们向前。
Look at Jeremiah as his wonderful spirit of worship in verse 13 here.
我们看看在十三节看见他在那边敬拜主的那个灵。
He started out in verse 7 complaining, the Lord, you've deceived me.
他在第七节那边开始来抱怨的时候，他说主啊，你曾经欺骗了我。
But then look at verse 13.
看看第十三节。
Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the soul of the needy one from the hand of the evildoers.
你们要向耶和华唱歌，赞美耶和华，因他救了穷人的性命，脱离恶人的手。
That spirit of worship and adoration.
这是一个敬拜的灵，这个爱神的灵。
The Lord has delivered him.
神已经拯救了他。
As we look at this person of Jeremiah.
当我们看见耶利米这个人。
We see one, as we said at the beginning, he was available.
我们看见一个人，就像一开始提到的，他把自己献给神。
And we also see within Jeremiah,
我们在耶利米的身上也看见
one who was teachable.
他也是一个可以受教的人。
Through the experiences of life,
借着他的生命的经历，
he allowed the Lord to teach him more of himself.
他让神来教导他，胜过他自己的学习。
At the beginning, he had a lot of knowledge.
在开始的时候他有很多的知识。
In chapter 1, when the Lord called him, Jeremiah had no idea what was before him.
在第一章神呼召他的时候，他并不知道以后会有什么事情。
He might have had some thoughts, well, it'll be a little difficult.
他也许会觉得会有一点点的困难。
I'm going to go to this one group and they might not like me, so they won't give me as big a love gift as before.
我也许到这个地方来说话，他们不喜欢，他们给我的那个奉献可能少一点。
Or I might have to sleep in this dormitory where it's too noisy.
我也许会住在一个宿舍里边，有很多的杂音。
Or I might have to go to a conference where the food's not so good.
也许我会到一个特会里边，那个吃的东西并不怎么样。
He might have thought there'd be some sufferings.
他也许会觉得他会受一点点的苦。
But he had no idea what he was going to have to go through.
他根本没有任何的概念，将来他会受多大的逼迫。
He had no idea that every time he opened his mouth, everybody would persecute him and mock him and laugh at him.
他并不知道，后来他说话的时候，那么多人要起来讽刺他、攻击他、讥讽他。
He had no idea that simply by being faithful to the Lord, there would be those there that wanted to kill him.
他没有这样的一个概念，当他起来向神忠心的时候，有人居然要杀他。
But through, as he allowed himself to be taught and trained of the Lord,
but 借着他自己愿意让神来教导他、训练他，
he was able to testify, the Lord is with me.
他可以来见证说耶和华与我同在。
The Lord is my champion.
好像甚可怕的勇士。
He is our defender.
他是我的守卫者。
And this is what the Lord is looking for us among us in this hour.
这是神在这个时刻在我们中间所寻找的人。
He's looking for brothers and sisters.
他在这边寻找弟兄姊妹，
whether young, whether old,
无论是年幼的是年长的，
no excuse,
没有借口，
we'll simply be available to him,
简单的就把自己交在主的手中，
to enter this training process,
来经历这个训练的过程，
a training process where we decrease,
在这个过程里边我们就减少，
and he increases,
他就增加。
Jeremiah was testifying here.
耶利米在这边做见证说,
the Lord is my all in all.
神是我的一切.
We can sing choruses and we can read scriptures about the Lord being all in all.
我们可以唱歌, 我们可以这样说, 神是我的一切.
But has it become real within our life?
但这个在我们的生命里边是不是成为真实的呢?
Within Jeremiah, it became a reality.
在耶利米的生命里, 生活里边, 它成为实际.
In the midst of the persecution, Jeremiah noticed, wow, this, it's like I'm this fortified city. They can do all this stuff around, but they can't really touch me.
在他受的一切逼迫里面, 他经历到神使他成为坚城, 成为铜墙, 他没办法受, 受害.
All of the ways that they're trying to persecute me and throw me off course, somehow I've got this firm foundation that's allowing me to continue to stand.
他们在那边愿意让我跌倒, 他们来攻击我, 但是我好像像一个坚, 铁柱一样, 能够不倒.
And no matter what's trying to come against me to overwhelm me,
无论任何事情过来, 想来漫过我,
there's this bronze wall that's supporting and holding me.
我们看见这个铜墙就在那边四面围绕保护。
We have that same equipping.
我们有这样同样的装备。
We have Christ Jesus has been made everything unto us.
我们有耶稣基督, 他已经成为了我们的一切。
And would we be those that are come into the reality of it?
我们愿不愿意成为那个人, 可以进入到那个实际里面。
How did it become real in Jeremiah?
怎么样子在耶利米的生命里边 成为实际呢?
By going to a conference?
是不是去一个特会就好了?
Or read another book?
或者读另外一本属灵的书?
It became real to Jeremiah as Jeremiah responded to the Lord.
当耶利米回应神的时候, 神使他成为实际。
When the Lord said go, he simply went.
当神说去, 他就去。
And he entered into the reality of it.
然后他就进入到那个事情的实际。
As we experience more and more of him,
当我们越多地经历耶稣,
the reality of what we've been called into becomes real within us.
我们呼召进入的那个实际就成为我们里边的实际。
No longer just a bunch of words.
已经不再是一些话语。
But a reality that the Lord is my champion.
而是神他真是我的大能的勇士。
The Lord is with me.
神与我同在。
This is what, it's wonderful as we look through the scripture.
当我们看见这些圣经的时候是何等的奇妙。
We see a Joseph, no matter where he was.
我们看见约瑟, 无论他去什么地方。
Whether he was in a prison,
无论他在监牢里边,
whether he was a slave,
或者是一个奴隶,
whether he was in a palace,
或者是在皇宫里,
it says the Lord was with him.
圣经说神耶和华与他同在。
Paul would testify of the Lord being with him.
保罗也可以这样见证说神与他同在。
Paul would say in the end, everybody forsook me.
他在最后说, 所有的人都离弃我,
but the Lord stood with me.
但是神站在我的边上。
The Lord was my champion.
神是我的勇士。
May we allow the Lord to work that reality within our hearts.
愿我们能够让神在我们的生命里边能够做出这样的实践来。
May we receive all that he is giving us.
愿我们能够接受他所赐给我们的一切。
By faith, may we respond unto him.
借着信心我们也来回应他所赐给我们。
And simply follow him.
我们就简单地来跟随他。
Our brother spoke this morning about that principle of following the Lord.
今天早上弟兄提到的这个原则, 如何来跟随主。
In this day and time, we try to make things so complex.
这样一个时代, 我们有些时候把事情弄得非常的复杂。
Jeremiah's life was not complex.
但是耶利米的生活并不是那么复杂。
He simply followed and obeyed where the Lord told him to go.
他就简单地来跟随主, 就是在主带他去什么地方, 他就跟随。
As we're available to him and respond to him and simply follow him,
他就把自己交在主的手中, 让主来用, 他就简单地跟随主。
More of the reality of his life will become reality within us.
然后更多的实际就坐在他的里面,
就如同坐在我们。
愿我们能够成为主在末后这个时代, 他所呼召要得到的那样的仆人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for living examples as a Jeremiah.
主啊, 我们为着耶利米这个活生生的见证来感谢你。
And Lord, we're thankful that as we look at ourselves, we see we've come up pretty short.
主啊, 我们看我们自己, 我们觉得我们很受亏欠。
And this is why we're so thankful that it is still called today.
但是因此我们感谢你, 今天你还在呼召我们。
And that in your love, you speak to us and you call us.
在你的爱中, 你对我们说话, 你呼召。
And that we have an opportunity to respond unto you.
我们有这样的一个机会来回应你的呼召。
Lord, may we be those responders in faith.
愿我们能够借着信心来回应你的呼召。
May we be those that simply follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
愿我们成为那个羔羊无论往哪里去我们都跟随的人。
Would we be those who could testify, the Lord is with me?
愿我们能够成为一个人可以见证说耶和华与我同在。
In thy name we pray.
靠着你的名我们祷告。